Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Are you going to be able to retire? One of the largest and most respected investment firms says too many are woefully unprepared.
Vanguard's most recent How America Saves report says the average customer balance was $134,000, but the median balance was just $35,000. For workers between 55 and 64, the average and median was $245,000 and $88,000. Roughly half in about that older age.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side, he'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it at the buzzer! To the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand. Right side shooting for the win. Got it! Watson Koenig! Step back three straight on. Got it! Sam Decker. Bo Ryan will win for the 300th time as the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Snaps off another three. Booked it. Oh, my goodness. Don't wake him up. Greg Kaminsky, a single game school record, 43 points.
I can't believe I'm going to say it, but here it comes. The Wisconsin Badgers are going to the Final Four.
Badger basketball is on the air. Today's game is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Fabic Rents, for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. And by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. Welcome to the Badger Shootaround.
Center in Champaign, Illinois. Badgers on the road as this four-game challenge continues for the Wisconsin Badgers. Conference game against Michigan last week. The annual rivalry game with Marquette on Saturday. Back in conference play tonight against Illinois. And then a non-conference matchup in Indianapolis against Butler on Saturday afternoon. Obviously, Brian, first two games did not go the way they would like, but they found some things to build on and finding out some things about themselves as the schedule really has ramped up here in the last week or so.
Now, it's easier to find out win games, but that hasn't been the case. And, you know, when you look at what they've done, they've found out some things on the offensive side, which they've done well and done bad. And then you've looked at defensively, some things they've done good there and done bad. Now, this is a great game to figure out, hey, we've got to, this is how we've got to handle the ball screen action. Illinois is going to be really good in that. Defensively, offensively, they're going to try to force you into mid-range twos. We can't fall into that. Wisconsin cannot fall into that, you know, trick of trying to shoot a lot of mid-range. So everything that they've worked on that have shown up in the two losses, Illinois is going to try to force them to do both of those things. So we'll see how it plays out tonight.
Yeah, both teams we think are really good teams, but both teams are also 0-1 in Big Ten play. And then after tonight for the Badgers, they don't get back into conference play until January 3rd at the Kohl Center against the Iowa Hawkeyes. About an hour away from the opening tip. Stay with us. Coming up, our pregame visit with Jesse Temple of The Athletic. We're back in 2 minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to connect the idea of imagining yourself being good at money with my favorite academic research paper ever, which is about shooting free throws. Basketball. Stay with me. The study had one group of players practice their free throws every day for an extra 2 hours, and then another group of players imagining themselves practicing free throws for the same amount of time every day. The researchers called this simulated mental practice. The research showed that the mental practice, without any actual physical execution, improved their free throw shooting more than just going through the motions. I'm not saying that imagining yourself good with money will suddenly make you a gazillionaire, or imagining that free throw shooting is going to make you Damian Lillard, but both can help. For more practical money tips, visit workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last.
Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people, but anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
This is the Badgers pregame show. Conference game number 2 tonight as Wisconsin plays Illinois down in Champaign. Joined by Jesse Temple of The Athletic. Before we get into the Illini, credit where due. Marquette, breaking news, is really good. Cam Jones is really good. They say styles make fights. And I think just the way Marquette plays with that pressure defense, it can get into your head, if nothing else. But they were swarming, and you could just tell as the game went on, it seemed to be bothering Wisconsin more and more. I mean, there were other things involved, but that pressure defense is pretty good that Marquette has.
Absolutely. Wisconsin is not going to win very many games when it turns the ball over 16 times. And conversely, Marquette has a player like Cam Jones, who's an elite level scorer, gets you 32 points, 6 assists, no turnovers. He's been every bit as good as people thought that he was coming into the season based on his overall body of work. And Wisconsin is really facing its first stretch of adversity here after what was a flawless start in the first 8 games.
Yeah, their ability also to get to the rim, a ton of points right at the rim. And again, that's just how many teams like that will Wisconsin face. Like, we'll find out together. But that was, concern is the right word. Defensively, we figured this would be a Wisconsin team that's a work in progress. And a game like that, it just seemed like a really, really bad matchup for Wisconsin.
Very much so. And we talked before that this is a veteran Marquette team where all 5 starters have been around the program. And I do think that that matters. Most games, if Wisconsin's going to score 74 points, the Badgers are going to have a good shot. But Marquette dropped 51 points in the second half alone. And so I think defensively, there is plenty that Greg Gard is showing them on the film that they need to clean up.
Yeah, you're right. Offensively, the Wisconsin did play well. Normally, the numbers that they put up are winning numbers. So that John Tanjay was really quiet in the second half, and yet there were still probably some things to build on. Now you jump back into the Big Ten, where both teams lost their opener. What do you look for in a game like this? Well, what's going to be a key here for Wisconsin tonight?
Well, I think if I was Greg and this team, I would want to try to get Stephen Crowell involved a little bit more. I mean, he's got 4 points in the last 2 games. He's made 2 of 9 shots. I realize that they've got other scorers, but to me, he's someone that has got to be more active. And of course, you just want to shoot it at a higher rate and not turn the ball over as much. But Illinois is a very difficult team, physical, and so it's going to be a tremendous challenge in Champaign.
On the plus side from Saturday, Max Klesmit, as we suggested, the body of work tells you that he's going to break out of shooting slumps, and he certainly did. I'm sure Marquette's happy to see him go after this year, but you're right about Crowell. Fully agree there. They got to get him going, but at least with Klesmit, that was a really good sign on Saturday.
Yeah, very much so. 6 3-pointers, you would take that all day. And I know that there have been stretches early this season where he wasn't hitting. We talked about what happened at the end of the Michigan game, a couple decent looks at the end where he missed. But he's someone who I want the ball in his hands because, again, his overall body of work shows that as the season rolls on, he gets better.
Heck of a stretch that these guys are in the midst of. Obviously, the game with Illinois tonight and then Butler, they're off to a really nice start. But this is the difference between basketball and football. It doesn't have to derail you. They're learning about themselves. And look, they've been tested before with the Pitt game, obviously the Arizona game. But these guys, you want to get one or two of these, obviously. But they're finding out stuff. They're learning some stuff moving forward here, aren't they?
Absolutely. I think this is the best thing for any program is to be challenged early so that when you get into the heart of Big Ten play, you know much more about yourselves. And I know that the schedule has changed in recent years where you have 2 Big Ten games around all these non-conference games and then you jump back into it in January. But These are all great chances to play teams that are different styles and for Wisconsin to find out what it's made of. And hopefully, if you're the Badgers, to feel more comfortable when you go down the stretch, because as we've seen the last couple of years, they started off very well and kind of tapered off by February. And so if you have a lull at midseason, the hope is that you can find your form at the right time.
I assume if you go to coaches, opinions would vary and maybe more would be against than for two conference games in December. This is not new. It's been around for a while. It's good marketing for the sport. As a college basketball observer, do you have a take one way or the other? Does it make sense to do this? Or is it just whatever? This is what the schedule is and see what they do.
I suppose my preference would be maybe more of a traditionalist where you just separate the two. That's why you've got a non-conference season and a conference season, because this matters so much in March. But if you're playing a game in early December, you're a completely different team by then. I would at least maybe like to see more separation. But this isn't going away. I think it's just tough if you're in a spot where you're a team and you're 0-2 in conference play and you have to sit at the bottom for a full month. But look, you got to play who's in front of you and you got to win as many as possible.
All right, he's Jesse Temple of The Athletic. We'll take a break. Our pregame coverage continues. Up next, our Badger Spotlight. We'll visit with Carter Gilmore in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here,
reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners. Making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming
Madison. We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hey Badger fans, Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right? Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your retirement ready toolkit for free from Drake & Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782. Our Retirement Ready Roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake & Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
Our pregame coverage continues. Time for tonight's Badger Spotlight as we hear from Carter Gilmore, the senior out of Heartland, Wisconsin. Now, he averages about 2 points and two rebounds a game, and that tells you very little about his value to the team. He has a lot of value to this team. Played well on Saturday against Marquette, had 5 points, six rebounds, and five assists against the Golden Eagles. He's developed into a very good defensive player. He's just earned the trust of his teammates. He is where he needs to be on the floor. He will occasionally shoot the ball, but he does a lot of other dirty work things to make those around him better. And he does provide leadership. He and the older guys, they take a lot of pride in the chemistry being very strong.
For sure. I think that's more of an importance now more than ever, especially with the transfer portal and the new age that sports is trending in. And I think us older guys really kind of knew that coming in and knew that was going to be an important part that, especially now when you have losses or playing time isn't going everyone's way that they want, to keep everyone on the same page, same train moving forward. And you can't have five guys on the train and one guy going doing their own thing. And I think when you build a chemistry and a bond with one another and something that's bigger than yourself, it's easy as a teammate when it's not going your way, because you can come in here and help a teammate out and your teammate will help you out. Vice versa. So I think that's something we've pride ourselves on, and something that I think is going to be key for us going forward for sure.
It's interesting you say that, because you watch some games where guys who may not see the floor at all, but they're really fired up when someone on the floor gets a key bucket. So it could be somebody who gets no minutes at all, seems to be just as happy with the result when it's a winning result. Mm-hmm. As anybody. That doesn't always happen, but it's pretty cool when it does that. Usually happens here, but it doesn't happen across the board. But that's just part of the culture here, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. I think that's the Wisconsin way that we all pride ourselves on. And I think when you can keep a core guys around here that know that that's what we pride ourselves on. And I think the coaches do a good job of really emphasizing the importance of a team. The team. That's what Coach Guy likes to say. So, I think when you can keep a core of guys around and guys that already have some chemistry and a fit together, it can kind of set the example and be role models for the younger guys and give them credit, like you said. And it can be the last guy on the bench. He's going to be cheering just as much as the guys on the court. And I like seeing my guy Jack Robinson or some of those guys going in there and make a shot. And we're all super happy for them as well. So.
Everybody was pretty happy when Ricardo Greppi got a couple free throws the other day. So everybody remembers the first. Your first?
Yeah, I believe it was against Green Bay. I hit a little step back. I don't know if that shot would fly anymore, but I hit a turnaround. I think a little turnaround. So it was a good first shot.
Isn't it amazing now how, I mean, it's interesting you say that, how the game, you know, a lot of things have changed over the last few years, obviously in college basketball. But, like, the mid-range game now, that used to be kind of a thing. Not so much. I mean, in your career here, has, without getting, you know, giving away state secrets, it has changed, though. What's important, what's valued in terms of shot selection and all of that type of thing?
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, Wisconsin's always kind of prided itself of getting good shots, getting the ball inside, utilizing the post. And while we still do want to do all that stuff, the coaches have done a great job analyzing the analytics, seeing kind of where the game is trending towards. And that's something I've given the coaches an immense amount of credit for. I know it's not always easy when something's worked so well so long here regarding the basketball program. We've been really successful, and it's easy to just kind of get complacent and stay with that and maybe tweak little things here or there. But this year I've seen the coaches just done an amazing job bringing in the new coaching staff, player development, and Greg Steensma, and really just getting the threes and at the rim buckets. And I think they've done an amazing job emphasizing that with us and us players taking that and running with it.
And no question that the coaches, all of you guys on the defensive end, you want to continue to get better and better. So Coach Guard has really offered up a lot of praise about you specifically, about your ability to defend in the low post. It got me thinking. I mean, you set the high school record, right? How good of a defender were you then, maybe better put, how good of a defender were you when you walked on campus now, when you walked on campus initially to where you are now?
Yeah, I think if you asked all my coaches before I got here, I don't think they would have even thought I thought about defense before this. So I played some defense, and I think my senior year in high school I kind of took a step up, knowing that if I was going to go and take that next step, I had to become a better defender. But before I got here, I was pretty much thinking about scoring and finding my teammates for an open basket, and if the other team scored, how fast could I get the ball out of the net and get it up the court. But here I've just kind of had to find my role and whatever way I could get on the court, and it started off just being a good defender and making the right play.
That's Carter Gilmore, and that is tonight's Badger Spotlight. Stay with us. The Notebook is up next as our pregame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass. Eyes waiting. Started to wonder. Metamorphosis. The loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
A Badger pregame show continues. Wisconsin and Illinois, Big Ten game number 2 for both teams. Badgers falling in their opener last week to Michigan. Illinois losing in overtime to Northwestern last Friday in Evanston. Time now for our Badger notebook. Alongside Brian Butch, I'm Matt LePay. A recap of Saturday. Certainly that was, you know, the way Marquette plays. We'll see how many more opponents like that Wisconsin has in the course of the season. But, you know, credit to Marquette, to, you know, Cam Jones with his 30-plus. But a team effort. We talked about it, you know, during the game. When he had to sit for a few minutes in the first half, they kept things in order. When John Tanjay got the third foul in the second half, that's when things started to change.
Yeah, Cam Jones sat for 6 minutes there.
Yes.
And they continued to elevate that lead. And I think that's the biggest thing when you look at that. Also, that second half, I mean, Wisconsin gives up 51 points to Marquette, and just defensively not good enough. And then they have a season-high 16 turnovers. Like those things together, I don't care what style of play. I don't care if you're – like, no matter what – if they do the same thing tonight, they're going to lose against Illinois, too. Like, those are the things that are always the controllable. The defensive end, you can't have blowbys. You can't have guys just go by you one-on-one and not stop somebody. You got to make sure that you're guarding a little bit so that all of a sudden now you're locked in and you've got your help sides over there and you can group, you know, guard as five.
Max Klesman got out of his slump. He knocked down some shots and growth opportunities for other players. It's going to be interesting as we continue tonight and on through the rest of the season. Everybody knows about John Tanjay now. So he's going to be at the top of scouting reports. And that's, at Colorado State, a couple of years ago, he averaged 14.5 points a game. But when you drop 41 on a program like Arizona, you're not a secret anymore, are you?
No, and it's the way that he's done it. It's not like he's, obviously 41's there, but he's a guy that's averaging 21.5 a game. You just don't put up 21.5 a game and struggle through that by taking 30 shots. Like, he's ultra efficient in what he's doing. He's getting to the free throw line. He's got there 87 times on the year, shooting at 93% from the free throw line. So everything that he's doing is efficient to get to his 21.5 points. And I think that's the thing that teams are realizing, like, okay, we have to make him inefficient. We have to make him take more shots. We have to make him struggle to get his. I think that's the biggest thing. Marquette did that, got him into foul trouble. Only had 14 points, right? So it's like the efficiency number needs to drop, and that's what teams are going to try to do. I think John's still going to score the ball at a high level, but teams are going to try to have him take 16, 17, 18 shots to get his 20 points.
We'll hear from Greg Gard on Illinois here in a few minutes, but it's such an interesting program because you look at this Illini roster, and it is so different from a year ago. Brad Underwood tweaking things to fit the personnel. And while Marquette is a team that loves to pressure you and turn you over, that isn't necessarily the MO with Illinois. It just doesn't. It just wants to erase your ability to shoot threes.
Yeah, they're going to take away the three-point as far as what they do. Their three-point percentage defensively is fourth in the nation. They only allow it at 25% as far as a three-point make, three-point percentage. They're 20th in the nation as far as blocks at 5.4. So they want to take away the three-point line. They want to force you to the rim, and they want to try to block some shots there. So it's an interesting thing. You talk about how their roster has completely changed. 92% of the scoring's from newcomers for this team. And then you look at almost 35 points a game come from freshmen from this team as well. So there's a lot of different things going on with this Illini team.
Yeah, they definitely, and there's that international flavor with Kasparis Jakučonis, and then who is from Lithuania and from Croatia, Tomislav Ivicic.
Bless you.
Yeah. I've been working on those a long time tonight.
They
call Jakučonis. They say KJ. You just say KJ a lot tonight.
I might be on the KJ too.
I tell you, this guy, you talk about checking all the boxes, though. He can handle it. He can shoot the three. Yeah. And then Ivicic is a big 7-1. He's a sophomore, played overseas, played some professionally. Great passer. He also can shoot the three. Five double doubles already, so I would say he is acclimating very well to American college basketball. That is your Badger Notebook. Stay with us. Our pregame coverage for Champaign continues in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
The countdown to savings is on at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location, or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems. And ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Courtside of State Farm Center in Champaign, Illinois. Wisconsin and the Illinois Fighting Illini tonight. Both teams looking for their first Big Ten win. It's early. Who knows how many losses you can get away with and be a serious contender in the Big Ten Conference. As we visit with Brian Butch, we know this. Both teams probably a little salty. You don't want to sit on 0-2 in conference play for a couple of weeks. But somebody will here about 10 o'clock tonight. So it's early again. Big Ten season just starting. But I would imagine both teams feel a little bit of urgency, too.
Well, absolutely. And I think if you look at Wisconsin, they've lost two in a row. You know, they've got that Michigan loss early last week. Then you've got a Marquette game that you have too many turnovers in and don't guard the way that you're supposed to guard. If you're Illinois, you're coming off a loss against Northwestern. Now, Northwestern's a really good team. But I don't think Illinois played well at all in that game either. So I think both teams have a different focus. And I know Coach Underwood got after the Illini a little bit, so I'm sure they're going to be ready to rock and roll right away. So I think if you're Wisconsin, handle that first wave of energy that Illinois comes with you.
Yeah, Illinois, known as a very good offensive rebounding team, but it wasn't against Northwestern, and you can imagine Coach Underwood has stressed that. I want to guess that could be one of your keys here when we get to that portion of the pregame show. About a half an hour away from the opening tip, we'll check in with head coach Greg Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. We're back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
I am Rosario Dawson. Cancer is one journey no one should take on alone. And Stand Up to Cancer wants to make sure no one has to. We bring together the best scientists and doctors to help accelerate the development of more effective treatments. And with the support of individuals like you, more patients will see that even though cancer may interrupt the journey, it doesn't have to determine the destination. Join us and let's go further together. Learn more at standuptocancer.org/AA.
Action! When I grow up, I want to be a director. Because they get to talk to everybody about everything. They get to make cool movies and dance music videos.
If your child is sick over and over again, it could be PI, a defect of the immune system that affects millions. Early testing can give children a chance to dream.
And when I'm a director, I get to say, lights, camera, action.
For more information, visit the Jeffrey Modell Foundation at info4pi.org.
That's a wrap!
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. Jones Dairy Farm, making breakfast better since 1889. And by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Now back to the Badger Shoot Around.
We continue with our pregame coverage, joined now by Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Talk about some of the encouraging things to build off of from Saturday. I know you asked about defensively what Marquette was able to do, so on and so forth, and the turnovers. But the shot selection, that was something that you were a little disappointed with the Michigan game, much less so from Marquette. You guys had the kind of shots you wanted in that game.
Yeah, I thought, specifically the first half, and obviously we you have to take a couple that maybe you wouldn't take earlier in the clock or you wouldn't take at all late in the game. But for the most part, I thought offensively we did a lot of good things. I think we can still get to the free throw line more. We need to get to the line more. But it was definitely better on that end of the floor than what it was, you know, on Tuesday night with Michigan. So now, you know, it was kind of the reverse. Defensively, we were okay against Michigan. We were not okay against Marquette. And I think both of them have helped us in both defensively, obviously, from Saturday, and then obviously understanding where we're trending towards offensively with real being able to put the numbers and the film to it from Tuesday night's game.
It truly is a contrasting styles, like the flavor of the day when you play a team like Michigan as opposed to Marquette, and maybe a little different look even again tonight, right?
Yeah, a completely different look. You know, it's not I don't know when we'll see another look like Marquette and that type of stuff, but regardless, I think even going into tonight, some things that we didn't handle well will be put into play because they have bigs that can shoot. Marquette had a couple bigs in Joplin and Gold that could shoot, so handling those situations better, but be able to keep the ball straight in front of us too and rely on our help and making sure we're sending the ball towards our help, which we didn't do more often than not on Saturday.
We mentioned in the days leading up to the Marquette game that Max Klesman's body of work suggests that Noble needs to panic if he's going through a little stretch where the ball's not going through. I'm sure Marquette's happy to see that Max Klesman is about wrapping up with his college career, because he shot himself out of his little slump, didn't he?
He did. And you know, it was one of the things I said to him Sunday as we were getting ready to practice. It was, it was good to see the ball go in, right, Max? He's, oh, my God, you can't believe how good seeing that first one go in. He's a proven shooter, and we have other proven shooters. You can't get caught in either good or bad of what you've done in the past. You got to keep continuing to shoot the ball and make sure, I think the biggest thing, make sure you're taking good shots. And I think Max benefited from that, you know, the analysis of the film from Tuesday of what, you know, the long non-rim twos versus the open threes or taking the ball all the way to the rim. And he was much better on Saturday.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll have more with head coach Greg Gard. It's part of the pregame show presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
Finding the right gift is getting tougher than ever. And who's got the time? That's why more people are shopping online every year. But where do you start? How about the taste of the holidays? Usinger's famous sausage. If you've ever received a Usinger gift box, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They ship anywhere in the continental U.S., and they come in a variety of prices and styles. Go ahead, be a holiday hero, the one who sends the perfect gift. Visit Usinger.com. That's Usinger.com or Google Milwaukee's famous sausage.
Jerry?
Ah! Yes, honey.
Ooh, don't you think... Jerry!
I know. I'm calling Cleary.
You know, sometimes DIY means don't involve yourself. You can still have the building of your dreams. Just let the amazing team at Cleary do the work we love. Cleary Building Corp. Stopping do-it-yourselfers from injuring themselves since 1978.
Badger fans, the temperatures may be dropping, but the Big Ten action at the Kohl Center is just heating up. This winter, we've got an action-packed schedule of Badger men's and women's basketball and men's hockey games right here at home. Gather your friends and family, secure your seats, and create lasting memories with us at the Kohl Center. For the full Badger schedule and to purchase your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners. making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming
Madison. So the Badgers and the Illini tonight as we continue with head coach Greg Gard. You looked at this Illinois roster, and it's a whole lot different, almost entirely different from a year ago. Principles with Coach Underwood is maybe some tweaks there to the personnel.
Yeah, I would say offensively have shifted in terms of what they're doing system-wise to fit their personnel. You mentioned there's only one returning player that's playing, number two, D.R. Lahorn. So it is. It's a completely – I tried to watch a little bit of last year's game and got about 10 minutes into the championship game, Big Ten tournament championship game, and realized there's not – on both ends, the, you know, for them and for us too. You know, we have new pieces and I think are playing a little bit differently. But, yeah, it's anything in the past really doesn't come into play. We're just been focused on this year's film.
And he's gone international, and I think the obviously both of the guys, but Ivicic in particular, 13, very skilled big. It seems like he can do a little bit of everything.
Yeah, he can. I mean, it's he's well known nationally, internationally, you know, and obviously he's got a twin brother at Arkansas. But I think, you know, you look at Illinois and how they've adapted to not only the personnel, but where the game is going to and where it's gone. They're shooting a lot of threes. They're trying to not shoot non-rim twos. They're trying to force non-rim twos. It sounds familiar, right?
Yeah, it does.
But, yeah, I mean, I think they lead the country in non-rim twos forced. I believe Coach Kravinoff told me they lead the country in threes attempted. So, you know, and obviously competition hasn't been the same night in and night out. Their meat of their schedule non-conference is coming yet with what they've got left. But, yeah, you can definitely see a really good point guard, Gasparis, but and obviously the big and a lot of pick and roll. So it's a lot of what we've been working on, and kind of there's some similarities in terms of offensive philosophy.
Well, they've got a couple of guys who can handle it with Jakachonis, as you mentioned. And then Kylan Boswell, you saw him. For fans, need a little memory refresher. Tell us about his game.
Yeah, I mean, he's taken on more a little more of a secondary role with Kasparis, Jakachonis. That's how you say it.
You got even it's Jakachonis. There's been a lot of training here. Jakachonis. Keep saying over and over.
I just
again.
Keep saying KJ. yeah, I mean, obviously Boswell being in Arizona was playing with the ball in his hands, and he does have it in his hands some, but not as much as KJ. So, but he's, you know, he's explosive. The numbers don't bear out. I think how good he's not gotten off, like a lot like Max. He's gotten off to a little bit slow start, but we obviously have fit plenty of, you know, memories in our Rolodex to remember what he could be like and how he was in Arizona.
All right, that's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Stay with us. More to come, including our look around the Big Ten, presented by the Big Ten Network. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
I am so sorry I was late. I was at the retina specialist getting my first AMD treatment. I was worried that the injection would hurt, but it was much better than I expected.
I'm so glad you're getting your AMD treated. Did you go to the same retina specialist that I see for my diabetic retinopathy?
Yes, and I was already having blurred central vision. And the retina specialist told me that by treating it early, I had a better chance of saving and even improving my vision.
It's important that we see an expert for our retinal condition. A retina specialist also treated my son when his retina detached several years ago. The surgery saved his sight.
When your vision is at risk from retinal disease, you need the expertise of a retina specialist. Retina specialists are highly trained physicians and surgeons who treat retinal conditions in adults and children, as well as severe eye trauma. If you experience blurred central vision, a curtain-like shadow in your vision, floaters, flashing lights, or wavy lines, see a retina specialist as soon as possible.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt Nair on air.
Continue with our pregame coverage in Champaign, Wisconsin, and Illinois here tonight. Time now for your Big Ten report brought to you by the Big Ten Network. First game on the docket, Rutgers leading Penn State 72-63, about 7 minutes left in that game. Of course, Penn State getting a nice win against Purdue. Rutgers with the two freshmen sensation. Dylan Harper's having himself a good night. He's probably going to have a lot of really good nights, though, right?
Well, absolutely. And for me, it's How do they guard? I think that's the biggest question. Well, they've held Penn State to 63. Now they're playing at the Rec. Excuse me, Jersey Mike's Arena. I apologize.
Yeah, there you go.
It's always the Rec. That being said, take care of who pays their bills, too. But I think, again, how you do they defend at the level that they want and that Coach Pikel expects? I think that's the question throughout the year because as freshmen, what's the toughest thing? On the defensive end.
For sure. And when you think, though, when you think of Rutgers, especially on the home floor, they can be ridiculous to try to score against. Michigan out of conference tonight, the Jimmy B Classic, taking on Arkansas. Washington out of conference against Eastern Washington. Danny Sprinkle in his first year there. They're 6-3. Again, it's really early in the season. In the Big Ten, you've got three teams that are off to 2-0 starts. Michigan, Michigan State, and UCLA, which won on a bank shot late in Eugene on Sunday.
I mean, I love a good bank shot. I just think every game should have a bank shot.
Particularly for the win.
I would think so. I mean, but that being said, that was a really good game. And I know probably a lot of our listeners didn't see that UCLA-Oregon game. It was late.
Yeah.
It was still up for some reason. I don't know why. But I was watching it, and I was like, my goodness, that's a good basketball. Both those teams are really good. Now, Washington, they're trying to figure themselves out. USC, I thought they'd be better. They might be better towards the end of the year, but right now they're not a good basketball team.
Yeah, very, very choppy. I was going to say very. You're right.
You can say choppy.
They're not very good.
Right now. You can be politically correct. I won't be.
Qualifier right now.
Right now, exactly. Yes. Yeah, correct. I agree.
Yeah, Badgers make that trip out there as we move on into the month of January. That is your Big Ten Report brought to you by the Big Ten Network. We continue. We'll get Butchie's keys to tonight's game. We're back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. Basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Hi, Mark and Sarah Tauscher here. We are teaming up with American Family Insurance for yet another season of giving.
Together, we're raising funds for American Family Children's Hospital Virtual Toy Drive. Every dollar goes towards purchasing therapeutic play supplies for pediatric patients.
This year, American Family Insurance is matching all donations up to $50,000. So help us support this critical program for children and their families.
Let's gift joy, lift spirits, and deliver happiness.
Learn more at amfamforkids.org.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
This holiday season, fill your family's table with Jones Dairy Farm all-natural sausage, dry-aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger. I'm Philip Jones, CEO and sixth generation Jones, and I know the importance of bringing generations together for the holidays, from little ones to not so little ones, and those in between. Everyone enjoys Jones products. Jones Dairy Farm, making the holidays better since 1889 and a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Wisconsin is home to some of the best educators in the country. The Outstanding Educator Program is brought to you by WEA Member Benefits, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Throughout the season, we are honoring incredible educators who go above and beyond for their students and communities. Do you know an educator who deserves the spotlight? Nominate them today at uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. That's uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. Because great educators make Wisconsin proud.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
We continue with our pregame coverage, Wisconsin and Illinois tonight. Time to get Brian Butch's keys to tonight's matchup.
Now, the first part of this game is going to be transition. Get back. Don't give Illinois any easy buckets. Next, ball screen defense. What's going to happen is Illinois is going to run all their action. It's going to be shot clocks going to be running down or early on in their offense, but 90% of their offense is going to be in the middle part of the floor. They're going to run a ball screen. Point guard's going to come off. The big's going to either pick or pop. Yeah, how do you handle that action? And then the last thing is rebound the basketball at a high level. Right now, Illinois, almost 14 offensive rebounds a game, 51st in the country. Can't give them second-chance opportunities. I know it's pretty simple. Get back in defense, guard the ball screen, and then rebound the basketball. But that's what this is going to come down to. And then, obviously, the X factor for both teams will be the three-point line.
Yes.
I mean, that's just where it's at. You look at Illinois, they're making 11.5, sixth in the nation. They're taking 33 of them. You know what Wisconsin tried to do as well. So they're taking 26, and they're making 9.1. So that three-point line will be a key factor as well.
52% of the shots Illinois takes are from the three-point line as opposed to about 44.5% for Wisconsin. So you think the Badgers shoot a lot of threes. Well, Illinois shoots considerably more. Should be an interesting thing to track for you here tonight. Those are Butchie's keys to tonight's game. We're back with the starting lineups presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Diane from Michigan, a disabled senior citizen trying to get by. Henry from Florida, a veteran fighting to make ends meet. Elena from Arizona, a mother struggling to feed her daughter. Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I support Feeding America because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year, like Diane, Henry, and Elena. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
St. Joseph's Indian School is much more than a school for Native American children.
It's like a family. Classes are fun here. I am learning about my culture.
Since 1927, St. Joseph's Indian School has provided children the education, health care, and support they need to succeed. To help give our kids brighter futures, learn more at stjo.org today.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Bane, time for the UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. For Wisconsin, Chris Hodges nursing a little lower body injury, so he's on the trip, but he will not be available, looks like, here tonight for the Wisconsin Badgers. Everybody else up and running here as they make this road trip down to Champaign. That is your UW Health Injury Update. Now to the starting lineups, brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Don't drop the ball, Badger fans. The Wisconsin DOT reminds you to drive sober. First for the Illinois Fighting Illini, Brad Underwood, in year number 8 as the head man in Champaign, 149 wins as the head coach here, including a Big Ten tournament championship last year and a run to the Elite 8 of the NCAA tournament. His starting five made up of Ben Humrichow, 6'9", grad transfer out of Tipton, Indiana. Played at Evansville last year after 3 years at Huntington University, an NAIA school in the state of Indiana. Humrichow's averaging about 9.5 points and 3.5 rebounds a game. Tomislav Ivicic, 7'1", sophomore from Croatia at 16 points, close to 9.5 rebounds per game. Also a very good passing big man. In the backcourt, Kasparas Jakučionis, 6'6", freshman from Lithuania, 14.5 points, 6.5 rebounds, and 6 assists per game. Trey White is a 6'7", junior out of Dallas, Texas, a transfer from Louisville at 7 points and 5 rebounds a game. And Kylan Boswell, the transfer from Arizona, he's a junior from right here in Champaign, though, 9 points, about 4 rebounds and 3.5 assists per game. Same starting five per usual for Greg Gard, year number 10, 194 wins as the coach of the Badgers. And his starting five made up of Stephen Crowell, averaging 7.2 points, 5.7 rebounds, 3 assists per game. Nolan Winter at 9 points, 5 boards a game. John Tanje, 6'5", grad student from North Omaha, 21.5 points, 5 rebounds a game. John Blackwell, 6'4", sophomore from Bloomfield Hills, Michigan, at 15 points and 4.7 rebounds. And rounding out the starting five for Wisconsin is Max Klesman, 6'4", senior at Anina, at 12 points per game. Illinois has won the last 8 games in this series. This after Wisconsin reeled off 15 in a row at one point. And going back to last year, the Badgers trying to snap what is a 7-game skid in true road games. This road game number 2 for Wisconsin, the first true road game, was Saturday afternoon at Fiserv Forum against Marquette. Those are your starting lineups brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. The Wisconsin Badgers and the Illinois Fighting Illini. The opening tip presented by Odyssey Brands. Coming up next, this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Finding the right gift is getting tougher than ever. And who's got the time? That's why more people are shopping online every year. But where do you start? How about the taste of the holidays? Usinger's famous sausage. If you've ever received a Usinger gift box, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They ship anywhere in the continental U.S., and they come in a variety of prices and styles. Go ahead, be a holiday hero, the one who sends the perfect gift. Visit Usinger.com. That's Usinger.com, or Google Milwaukee's famous sausage.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger basketball is on the air.
When you think of Wisconsin basketball, you think about discipline.
Out of Max for 3 in the lead. He hit it from right of the circle, Max Klesman.
You think about being fundamentally sound.
Rebound, Blackwell just took it away from Reese. Blowing the left, lifted it off the glass.
You think about playing with a level of toughness.
Oh, nice pass from Blackwell into Crowell for the dunk.
Every day there's another step.
And the Wisconsin Badgers knock off third-ranked Marquette as they storm the floor at the Kohl Center in Madison.
On Wisconsin. Badger basketball is brought to you by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. And by Menards. Save big money at Menards, proud partner of Badger Basketball. Tip-off is just moments away. Let's go courtside. Here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
State Farm Center in Champaign, Illinois, alongside Brian Butch, our engineer Dave McCann, and Kelly Freeman back at our network studio. This is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin basketball game two of the Big Ten conference season. Wisconsin 0-1 in league play, 8-2 overall against the Illinois Fighting Illini. Illinois also 0-1 in Big Ten games, 6-2 overall. Before we get started, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Well, Butchie, both teams trying to get on the board here in Big Ten play, but you know, one of the things that the coaching staff have been talking about as we were getting on the plane yesterday, they like what they've seen out of this team on the practice floor in the last couple of days. You know, they've lost a couple in a row. It was frustrating on Saturday. They were uncharacteristically high with the turnovers, very leaky defensively. But they also know that you got to turn the page pretty quickly, and it seems like at least on the practice floor they've done that. And now they're up against an Illinois team that looks a lot different from a year ago, but still very, very talented.
Yeah, you've had two really good tests against a really good Michigan team and then against a really good Marquette team. Well, this is also a really good Illinois team. So you've got another test, but your warts have come out a little bit as far as what are some areas that you need to correct. The beautiful thing about the game of basketball is you don't have to wait that long to have another opportunity to fix the things that are all fixable. And that's what this team has done. The coach staff showed them areas to improve. Now they've got the opportunity to go out there and put it on tape and say, Coach, we're listening to you. We're listening to what you're showing us, and we're fixing it.
Oh, the schedule was released. I think this was this four-game block that jumped out to me. I mean, obviously the Arizona game.